On 9 May 2002, the Graduate Student Union in Trinity College Dublin hosted a thank and a celebration party for Mr. Zhao Ming, who is a postgraduate student in computer science at Trinity College. Zhao Ming came to Trinity College to do his master's degree study in March 1999. He went back to China in December 1999 for his Christmas holiday. He was arrested in China by the police simply because he is a practitioner of Falun Gong. Falun Gong is an ancient spiritual practice for mind and body, which was outlawed by the Chinese government in July 1999. He was unlawfully detained in a labor camp in Beijing for 22 months, where he received many inhumane treatments, such as brainwashing and systematic tortures, as well as extremely hard labor work. With the continuous support and help from the Trinity College, Irish government officials, his fellow Falun Gong practitioners, as well as all the kind-hearted people worldwide, Zhao Ming finished his ordeal in China and safely returned to Ireland to carry on his study. Many VIPs came to this evening party and made brief speeches. Over 50 people attended the party.
Further, I say, what a real pleasure it is to see me here back with us in the flesh. After all his hardships, his ordeals,
I think that it's brilliant that Ming has been released. But I also think we have to not forget that there are so many other people who are still suffering. Why should people be so afraid of people's right to practice their beliefs? It's nothing dangerous, it's nothing threatening. It's basically trying to prove that there is a better way of life and a much more peaceful way of life. And I think for the Chinese, they should remember this. And I also think that within the European Parliament, and many people right across the political spectrum have actually raised the issue of not just of Ming's situation, but of the situation for those who are practicing Falun Gong. And I think that we have to keep up the struggle for all the other people who are still suffering.
Most of them are from friends of Zhao Ming. Some Falun Gong practitioners were also present at the party.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm really glad to be with so many good friends. After going through all those sufferings in the last 2 years in China, I have got to know more about the true values of freedom, friendship and love. There are simply too many people that I need to thank to. Firstly, I want to thank the friends of Zhao Ming and GSU of Trinity College, who have been taking an active role in organizing campaigns and appeals to restore my innocence and help to free me out of the Chinese labor camp successfully. But my client needs truthfulness, benevolence, forbearance. And the world needs truthfulness, benevolence, forbearance. Thank you, everyone.
People at the party were inspired by Ming's successful experience. They all felt that the Ming's victory was not just the end of Free Zhao Ming campaign, but the beginning mark of the continuous actions for rescuing more and more Falun Gong practitioners who are unlawfully detained and tortured in China.